Next and final matter on our agenda this morning is draft advisory opinion 2022-24. It's an advisory opinion heavy year. We have Mr. Reese and is it Ms. Hunsbach from the Alive Blogger. Welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us.
No,
somewhat lower than I thought it would be, but thank you anyway.
They're more comfortable seats. Mr. Don?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before you are two draft advisory opinions responding to a request from Alan Blue. The requester asks whether an irrevocable trust that he proposes to establish during his lifetime may contribute to federal candidates and political committees. The requester also asks how contributions from the trust should be attributed, and whether the indexed contribution limits in effect at the time the contributions are made by the trust would apply. Both drafts conclude that the trust may make contributions to federal candidates and political committees because the trust would be a person under the Federal Election Campaign Act and is not a prohibited source. Both drafts also conclude that the indexed contribution limits in effect at the time that the trust makes contributions would apply. The drafts differ on how contributions from the trust should be attributed. Under draft A, contributions from the trust would be attributed to both the trust and Mr. Blue. Under draft B, attribution would be based on the level of discretion exercised by the trustees in selecting recipients. Contributions made based on objective criteria set by the trust instrument would be attributed to both the trust and Mr. Blue. Contributions made based on more subjective criteria would be attributed only to the trust. We received one comment on the request and three comments on the drafts. Thank you, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Counselor. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for Requester's Counsel? Mr. Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Knopp and Policy Division for the presentation. My question for the Requester's Counsel is, I read your written comments that you submitted on the drafts, and I found them very helpful. We also have received a number of outside group comments, and I would be interested in, they were submitted after your written comments, and so I'd be interested if you had a chance to read those, and what, if any, reaction or response you have to those.
Sure, and thank you for the question. I think it's the right one, because it's the only thing that distinguishes the two drafts. The draft B does something very clever, and honestly, I wish we had thought of it, which is it distinguishes between earmarked and non-earmarked contributions. The advisory opinion request was really an attempt to combine 1996-3, the old, I'm going to mispronounce it, trust opinion, with the more modern FEC commission precedent on earmarking. I mean, the draft B actually treats those differently, sort of drags the trust precedent back to the rest of the earmarking precedent, of which there's a lot. The comments are essentially complaining about the way the Federal Election Campaign Act works. The FECA is really not about identifying the source of funds. It's about identifying who makes the decision about who to give. And that's the way it all works. This is really treated no differently than any other earmarking regime. And I am concerned that if the commenters get their way and draft is adopted, it will run contrary to not just the statute and the regulation. You know, 110.6 is pretty clear about the definition of earmarking. But also there's a series of FEC precedents, there's a series of civil and criminal enforcement actions that turn on the definition of earmarking, which are really distinguishing between, you know, when someone is identified as making the decision about who to give or not. And so if draft A is adopted, I think it will run contrary to all those precedents and really create a source of funds regime when the Federal Election Campaign Act, the last 40 years, has been built on really a decision-making regime of reporting instead. I would also note finally that, I mean, it's not dark money. The draft B actually separates out who is identified depending on who's making the decision. So if it's Mr. Blue making the decision, he will be identified. If it's the trust and not Mr. Blue, the trust will be identified, but that source is still identified. The public can still see who else that trust is giving to, what other actions that trust has taken. And so the public record will still be accurate as to whether, you know, how people should judge people who accept those contributions. And that really does conform to both the spirit and the letter of the Federal Election Campaign Act.
Okay.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And I think that's correct. One of my concerns, and I guess I'd be interested in your reaction to this, is that attribution to Mr. Blue for contributions which he actually wasn't directly involved in, you know, didn't give specific designations or earmarking for, would actually be affirmatively misleading to the public and would give them the misimpression that he had a degree of influence or involvement in that decision that he didn't. And so I'd be interested in whether you, which draft you think actually is advances the public's interest in sort of knowing who was actually involved in the decision making, and which one gives the public more accurate information about who's contributing to campaigns or political committees.
Sure, absolutely. You know, our original request was just to have the trustee be the attributed source. Draft B, as I said, actually separates out and tries to identify when Mr. Blue should be identified and when he hasn't. And it's not just a matter of accurate record keeping for the public. It's also a matter of making sure that distinction conforms with the wide set of precedent of the commission's adopted on that subject. So I think Draft B correctly tells the public when the decision was Mr. Blue's and when it was the trustee's, and that distinction matters. I think a situation where the public would think Mr. Blue's making decisions when he didn't, and by the way, at a point when he may be deceased, no longer able to correct the public record on that, would be very misleading to the public. I think Draft A really is going to mislead the public, and again, also is going to run contrary to everything else the commission has done to try and define precisely when contributions are earmarked and when they're not.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Council. Kelly? Which one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hi. Welcome, Mr. Roos. It's always nice to see you, but I have to disagree with you. You're not surprised, I'm sure. I think this does have the potential to become a dark money vehicle. I mean, we've seen some trusts in the past where the trustee's name was like right, the donor's name was on the name of the trust. And then it was pretty clear, even if you only disclosed the name of the trust, that Mr. Vadim, who gave the money to the Vadim Trust, was the original source of the money. But there's no requirement. I mean, I'm not a trust lawyer, but I don't believe there's any requirement that the original donor's name needs to be in the trust. So one could easily envision a circumstance where somebody sets up a trust and calls it the ABC Trust and puts a friend in charge as the trustee and says they have a nice long conversation. You know the kind of guys that I like. You know the kind of people that I would want to support. Go forth and support the people that you know that I like. And then what the public sees is just ABC Trust makes the donation, and there's no indication at all of where the money came from, which I actually think is important. So I will be supporting Draft A, which I think actually does give greater transparency to the public.
Commissioner, treat that as a question.
Go ahead. Commissioner, it's great to see you again. I believe you are the one who sent me to my first commission meeting as a summer associate. So it's great to see you. I don't think I'm going to change your mind, but I will try. I think your question begs the question about who the actual contributor is. So the complaint about dark money is that the actual contributor is not being disclosed, right? And that's a fair complaint. Here, I think, though, the actual contributor is being disclosed. There may be a genuine disagreement about who the actual contributor is. Here, I think Draft B, as I said, does something that our request did not ask it to do, but I think it's smart, which is identifies Mr. Blue as the original contributor only when he, in fact, is making the decision, and identifies the trust when the trustee is making the decision. You could argue, well, whenever someone gives money and their wishes are being carried out, they should be identified as the original contributor. But that's actually not a complaint about this advisory opinion request. That's a complaint about 110.6 and the wider commission precedent around the definition of earmarking. So I guess I would posit that your complaint is really directed in the wrong place, and that if you want to broaden the definition of earmarking, Godspeed, but this isn't the place to do it.
Wasn't actually a question, but thank you for the comment.
Well, I asked the question. Any further discussion, questions, or otherwise? Madam Vice Chair.
I'm going to be supporting draft B, but I do just want to say, you know, for the record, that as we wrap up this year and we wrap up all of these advisory opinions, I think just today is showing how great these discussions have been. We've had a lot of advisory opinions this year. Many of them were done before I joined, but I think the regulated community appreciates, you know, going into these nuanced questions, those that are critical as campaigns evolve and change. And I hope we're going to, you know, with apologies to the policy department and our staffs who have to go through all of these, I hope we're going to continue to see these advisory opinions because they're quite helpful. They bring discussions. They make us think about the different regulations and what needs to change.
I would again go further. This is a comment. And say that, you know, the fact that we're actually able to answer many of the questions, I hope it's having an effect in terms of the regulated community's willingness to ask us questions. Further discussion? Mr. Weintraub.
I assume I'm being recognized for a motion.
Let's hold for a second. Is there any other desire for questions? Please.
Thank you. With respect to draft advisory opinion request 2022-24 from Mr. Blue, I move approval of agenda document 22-54-A, otherwise known as draft A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion fails with two in favor, Commissioner Weintraub and Commissioner Broussard, and four opposed, myself, Commissioner Traynor, the Vice Chair, and Commissioner Cooksey. For the motions, Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2022-24, Alan Blue, I move approval of agenda document number 22-54-B, which is draft B.
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion passes with four in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself, and two opposed, Commissioner Broussard and Commissioner Weintraub. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. Knopf and everyone in policy. The Vice Chair is very correct. We have kept you very busy. Thank you.